Friends, we come to the interesting chapter, chapter number 17 of Total Quality Management, and that is innovative methods for TQM. This innovation management is going to be your subject, and today we will discuss that if we are to implement TQM, we have to apply our mind, innovative mind, and think laterally and solve the problems. We all have to go and think out of box to solve the problems. Look at this girl. She is having an umbrella. When it is raining, she uses it as umbrella. And when the raining stops, the umbrella is converted into a stylish handbag, which she is able to use as handbag. Why not? Why she has to carry a separate handbag and separate umbrella? The same thing she is able to do. This is lateral thinking. I want you to develop your mind to lateral thinking. Innovative mind, out of box thinking, different thinking to solve the problems. What 100 people think, that is different. What you will think will be different. Your approach will be new approach, different approach, completely modern approach, lateral thinking. Let us discuss this in this chapter. Lateral thinking is solving problems through an indirect and creative approach. Creativity is the base of innovation. Something new, something creative, using reasoning that is not immediately obvious and involving ideas that may not be obtainable by using only traditional step-by-step logic. Something completely different which you may not be explain why, how, okay, just it just happened to me in my today morning's dream and I feel that yes, it can be done. How it came in my mind, how I got that idea, I don't know. The term was coined in 1967 by Edward D. Bono, lateral thinking, creative and indirect approach, which I am not able to give reasoning. For example, look at this funny thing. There are six eggs in the basket, aren't they? Six. Now, six people each take one egg. Six people take one egg each. How many eggs are left in the basket? So everybody will say zero. But I say one. Because there is one girl who takes the egg with the basket. So our normal mathematics says that if there are six eggs in the basket, six people take each one egg. How can it be that one egg is still left in the basket? The answer is there is a girl who takes the basket as well as the egg in it. Lateral thinking. In the following diagram, six points are plotted which have to be joined by using four straight lines without lifting our hand. Look at this diagram. There are six points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8 and 9. You try. What is to be done is these points have to be joined by using 4 straight lines. 1, 2, 3, 4. Like that. 4 straight lines without lifting our hand. Try it. It is impossible. You will not be able to do it. But how this fellow has done it? He goes out of box. He joins 1, then 2, then goes out of box, then comes down, then again he goes out of box, then he comes here, and then fourth line is here. Like that he joins. He is joining all the six points like this, going out of box. Because if you don't go out of box, it is not possible to join it. Try it. But out of box thinking makes it possible. So
we have to develop out of box thinking. So this is the lateral thinking. Think something different. Think something modern, creative, then TQM will be successful. The next is this Kusum chart. In a company, on a cylindrical grinding operation, a worker has to make 1050 parts in a shift in order to achieve 100% efficiency. The industrial engineering has says, industrial engineering has found out the standard time in such a way that if the worker has to achieve 100% efficiency, he has to make 1050 parts on a machine. If he makes more than this, he gets an incentive for the extra components made. For example, if he makes 1260 pieces, he gets 120% efficiency and 20% incentive for that. The workers were making only 1155 instead of 1260 pieces, they were making less and efficiency was only 110, but the company wanted them to make 1260 pieces. So the industrial engineering department along with process planning department made an improvement in the process, improvement in the material handling and improvement in the loading system. So there was an improvement. So how they monitored this improvement is this. For example, before the implementation, the productivity was only 109, 110, 112, 120, 100, then here the efficiency went up because here we have made the improvement. So what I have done, what is the target? 120. So 120 minus 109 is minus 11. So cumulative is minus 11. Here 110, so 120 minus 110 is minus 10, so 10 plus 11 is minus 21. Then here the efficiency was 112, target was 120, it was 8 points less, so total it became 21 plus 8, 29. Like that I have done sigma x minus t continuously. Here it was 123, so 3 points more than our target, so I added in minus 37, it became 34. Like that I have continued. Actual efficiency which I have subtracted from my target 120. Ultimately I see that the efficiency has increased up to 127 because of that improvement. So sigma x minus t finally looking at 56 like this, and I have plotted the chart, plotted the graph of sigma x minus t, and look how the Kusum chart looks like. Here the efficiency was going up and down, and finally this is the improvement. I am able to see the improvement. Sigma x minus t, that means actual efficiency minus target efficiency, the sigma has increased. This is way how I monitor my performance. If this is the way how I monitor my continuous improvement, this is the way which you should be practicing, Kusum chart. Then suggestion schemes. You should make a poster like this. Wanted, your suggestions. Total employee involvement. Wanted your suggestions to reduce waste. MUDAS. In the UK as a whole, it takes 11 tons of raw materials to make 1 ton of product. Reduce waste. Raw material, wastage in raw material, wastage in energy, wastage in water. Reduce it. Heat loss. Air emissions, product waste effluent. We want your suggestions to reduce waste, because to reduce waste means to improve the efficiency. To reduce waste is to improve the workplace. To reduce waste is to improve the profitability. So we want your suggestions. Then affinity diagram, brainstorming, call the team members, do the brainstorming, record each idea on cards or notes, look for ideas that seem to be related, sort cards into groups, man, machine, method, materials, environment, measurement system, sort the cards as per the parameter, as per the resource. Once the cards have been sorted into groups, the team may sort large cluster into subgroups for easier management and analysis. Once completed, the affinity diagram may be used to create a cause and effect diagram. We have seen it earlier, cause and effect diagram, which can be best plotted by using the affinity diagram. In many cases, the best results tend to be achieved when the activity is completed by a cross-functional team. Cross-functional means a member from purchase, a member from engineering, a member from marketing, a member from production. The process requires becoming deeply immersed in the data, which has benefits beyond the tangible deliverables. Look how these girls are plotting the affinity diagram. The cards, which are sorted out, man, machine, methods, materials, measurement and environment, and now they are resorting it into the smaller groups and then plotting the Ishikawa diagram. Then matrix data analysis. How we do the matrix data analysis? We have various car brands. Brand number 1, brand number 2, brand number 3, brand number 4, brand number 5, brand number 6. I don't know which brands to be taken. So what I do is, I do the matrix data analysis. On this axis, I plot the running cost and cost of maintenance. On this x axis, I plot the comfort level. High comfort level this side, low comfort level this side. And now, brand 1 is having high comfort level, but high running cost. High running cost, I am not able to afford. So I don't take brand number 1. Brand number 2, high comfort level, low running cost. Brand number 3, still high comfort level, still low running cost, because the cost goes down on this axis. Now, brand number 4, low comfort level, low running cost, but low comfort level. Brand 6, still low comfort level. Brand 5, low comfort level, lowest running cost. No, I want good comfort level also. I want low running cost. So what do? I select brand 3. Why? Because it has high comfort level and low running cost. So how I have done? I have made a matrix, and basis on this matrix, I have systematically selected my brand, which gives me low running cost, low cost of maintenance and high comfort level. This is the way how I work. Then cost benefit analysis. There were 20 imported internal grinding machines, which were bottleneck machines because the total capacity of the machines in 3 shifts was just sufficient to manufacture the targeted output. Bottleneck machine working in all the 3 shifts, even on Sundays, but still production was somehow achieved. Sometimes it was not achieved. One of the O-rings, small rings, rubber rings, used in the machine spindles was breaking frequently, and we were losing hours in maintenance. The lost hours due to this problem was 2 hours per machine per week. And so the targeted production was not achieved because it was a bottleneck operation. The price of the O-ring was only rupees 5. It was then decided to import the O-ring from Sweden. Now, people were arguing, a small O-ring, we have to import. Why we are not able to make it indigenously? Why we have to import? The price of the imported O-ring was rupees 60. The O-ring once fitted lasted for 3 months. So we did the cost benefit analysis like this. Local O-ring, 20 machines, 4 rings per month, rupees 5 per each. So cost was 400 rupees per month. Imported O-ring, 20 machines, 1 per 3 months into 60 rupees. So in spite of a high cost of 60 rupees per piece, we were getting the cost of only 400 rupees per month, because the ring was very good. The ring was lasting for 3 months. So we say that ring also 400 rupees per month, this ring also 400 rupees per month. So no saving. It is not correct, because we saved in breakdown hours. Look at the major benefit given by this imported O-ring. Lost time of 2 hours per machine per week was saved, and the targeted production was achieved. They say, like I was telling, loss of customer is the greatest loss. Loss to the company, and loss of production also is the greatest loss to the company. Loss of production. Money is not important if there is loss of production. We must look at how to save loss in production. And if we have to spend more for that, doesn't matter. But in this case, we have spent more, no doubt. But ultimately, the cost was same, and we saved in the breakdown hours. And the machine was more available, machine was more maintainable. The failure in between, failures were less, and so we benefited from that. But look, so cost benefit analysis. Doesn't matter we have to spend more money, but we should always do the cost benefit analysis. For example, I have to attend a meeting at Bangalore tomorrow, but for that I have to go to Bangalore from Mumbai by plane. No, instead of going by train, I have to spend more money by going by plane. But it is worth it, because I am able to save my travel time. I am able to reach there definitely within, before the schedule, and I am able to attend the meeting and get the orders. So my business gets benefited. So I should not look at the cost of the air travel. I should see the benefit which I will get if I reach there in time. Because if I am late, by going by train, it is near to impossible to reach there in time. But by going by plane, it has a benefit. So we should always look at the cost. We should always look at the benefit and weigh whether the benefit is more or cost is more. Then we will be successful. Thank you.